Welcome to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, welcome to the Tuesday podcast. Big show today. We asked, who have you seen having sex in public?
We didn't say it like that, Sean. We had a little bit more class about ourselves.
That was spoken by a virgin, by the sound.
Wasn't it just, hold on a minute. Hang on. Have you done sex, Xavier?
I've done it.
You did a sex once, didn't you?
No, I'm sweating here.
Hold on, Shani.
It's rife at the moment. Everyone's out and about. Just calm down.
Just shag it.
We're just hit into spring. Is that it?
Birds of the bees.
It's the pollens. Yeah, the pollens.
Are you being tapped?
Yes. Thumb tappings, plenty of that going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had Mad Monday gear.
Yeah.
We sent people over to the grand final. We thanked Basil, of course. That's a competition running on triplem.com.au. Get on there and register your thanks, Baz, for your chance to win $500 Harvey AB, 4K 65-inch TV and 10 cartons of raunchy beer. There you go.
You've checked out, haven't you? He's got to go home and have a nap.
I thought that was pretty good.
That was good.
That was good.
We thanked Basil, and then we used Basil for his Lord Mayoral duties
last time. What do you want changed? Everyone gave a buzz. Yeah. I still think those car parks are
I heard a rumour, actually, that...
What's that?
Basil's taking 40.
Oh, he's going to take to the council chambers.
Again.
40's in here right now.
40?
Yay or nay, sir?
Confirm.
I can't say anything.
Here it comes.
Enjoy the podcast.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
Yes, welcome to the hard
hitting. This is where I buckle in. Jeez. You know, I went to the GM and said, I know these chairs you got are no good, but please just add a seatbelt to
add
these ones.
Something,
so I just click in.
Because when this happens, I appreciate that you get it and everyone else does. So if you're driving, just pay
click
extra
in.
Attention. Absolutely. Kick it off. Mad Monday, of course, Fremantle off the back of their 20-point loss to the Magpies. You're in Melbourne. You've got to let your hair down. It has been a great season for them. They broke a 7-year drought to get into the finals there.
If you said in March they'll win a final, I think everyone would agree they'd be happy.
There you go. So they were outside a pub. They were partying up and there was a man of the hour, of course.
Martin!
Finish it, Dave. Finish it, Dave.
You know it. They're wrapped. He's done
Couldn't believe it. 3 litres of beer in one
That's
go.
Beautiful. Money the player, not the day. That's who they were cheating for. Good on you guys. Good to see them back. They'll be. What do you do when you come back after that? Do you just go low-key?
About 3 or 4 days of meetings, I'd imagine.
Okay.
Like a medical with doctors.
Right.
There'd be team meetings and then there'd be individual meetings to set you a bit of feedback on how you went this year and projections for next year,
I would say. And then just get out.
Then you're out.
Go for a run, go for a spell.
No, 2 weeks you don't do anything usually, and then away you go after 2 weeks.
And then you go, all right, good to know.
Michelle, what more can you tell us?
Heaps, Trace, and it's a big day today. We're creeping up to the Royal Show, of course. I love a show.
I've got my family pass.
Have you? Very good. Get in on it, okay?
So, I'll give them to someone to take the kids. That'll be good.
Memory, Xavier. Bonds that last for life.
I love the boys. Hey. Just not this week.
So today, the show bags are going to be revealed. There's over 300 show bags that are going to be available at this year's show. But here's the cool bit.
What
have
you got?
There's about, I don't know, there's not a list here, but I know Birdie would be in there.
Birdie Beetle.
We were discussing before there'd be a heap of superhero stuff, DC, Marvel. I reckon you get a bit of queen action this year.
Queenie's going to get a go.
You can get your own plastic sort of tiara, crown, scepter. You can boss the kids around in the yard. Take what you will.
I cut Albie's hair the other day just at home, and the only reason why he let me was I said he'd look like a princess at the end.
That's too cute.
He's like a frozen, and he's into it.
Cute. Well, today, these 300 show bags, someone's got to check them out, and there's 20 kids and their parents from Ronald McDonald House
that
will be running their eyes over them, so I'm sure they will go through quality control and we'll get the best of the best.
What about the days where everything just went in the bag and now there's every bit has warnings on it and it's unsafe, you can't have that.
Don't leave
back in the day, everything just went in. Just
absolutely.
In.
I remember
you choke, spit it out.
It was like headbands and they had little springs on them and they were like foam love hearts and they covered them in glitter so you had little antennas.
Little wobblers,
and the glitter was falling off and scratching up kids' eyes. guys so badly. And so yes, badly.
Be light on your feet. Dodge it. Like simple.
It's like a game.
Yeah.
Michelle Anderson. From here to here.
Indeed. And finally, exotic locations are gaining popularity with everyone being able to journey away now.
Oh, nice.
They're just like, oh, the borders are up. Well, watch me. I'm going to go even further.
Where are we going?
Here's this. You've got to have a bit of money in your pocket, okay? Get ready. We're talking exotic locations. As the Dalai Lama said, once a year, go someplace you've never been. If that's outer space and you've never been there, there's a few options
yeah,
for you.
Musky.
Trips to outer space, 70 grand through to 80 million. World view in a balloon-powered flight beginning in 2024, lasting 6 to 12 hours each, $73,000 per seat. Luxury flights on the balloon start at $182,000 a seat. Virgin Galactic, 90-minute flights, 658 grand.
Yeah, a lot of money to be spent.
Get onto it. And
where's your favourite holiday place? If you'd go, money's no issue.
I haven't been anywhere for ages. It's so sad. Place I haven't been yet, I reckon. I would love to do Italy or Greece.
Yeah, ciao.
Yeah, but I'm not in love. I'm not. I mean, they're all great experiences, but I'm not like, oh, Thailand for life. Or
oh, yeah,
like
that's a no for me.
No, absolutely
not. A no
not.
For me, then.
Now, yeah, put a bow on it.
Good. Anywhere I went on a footy trip, it's now a no for me.
It's now a no. Babe, we can't go there. We
that's
can't
it.
Go there. There's footprints.
Yeah, we're not going back there.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Footy seasons are coming to the ends, both MOs in mm-hmm. every sport. Hockey, yeah. That hail on the weekend, I heard a large cheers. Those grand finals going on there.
Yeah.
133-53, who do you want to bring to Mad Monday? Now, for me personally, mm-hmm. this is who I'm pretty keen to bring now. If I'm looking to have a good time, I want to know whether I'm going to end up in North Korea.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to end in Vegas. Who knows where I'm going to be? I'm bringing Dennis Rodman with me. If I've got Dennis Rodman with me, God knows where the night's going to take us. So Dennis Rodman, we're drinking tea in North Korea. We're playing the tables in Vegas. How good is this? So 1-2-3-5-3, who do you want to take on your Mad Monday? H, good morning.
Yeah, how's it going, mate?
Do you want to come to North Korea in Vegas with me and Dennis Rodman?
I'll be there in a heartbeat, Tom.
Yeah, beautiful, mate. Now, who do you want to take?
I'm taking Big Fib to Mad Monday, mate. You only got to look at his resume to know what I'm talking about.
Who was it, sorry?
Big Fib.
The Big Fevolution.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, now he can have a good time. I have snacked on a couple of stubbies with Fev before. Mm-hmm. He's good fun, Brendan Favola. Was a couple off the text line. Hugh Hefner's been the winner by a few there. They've sort of suggested they wouldn't mind. It's a bit of a good time with Hugh Hefner on a Mad Monday. Well, who do you want to take to Mad Monday and tell us why? I'm Dennis Rodman. We've got Brendan Favola. We've got Hugh Hefner on the line.
Steve's in Frio. Who do you want along with you on the Mad Monday, Steve?
I think the only person to give Dennis Rodman a run for the money would be Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, my Lord.
Jordan's
cutting up. He's already been on Mad Monday.
No, that was Shani's gear. Playing the Wolf of Wall Street.
Do you reckon he's still got contacts? Do you reckon his tentacles still go into the
TikToks and all that sort of stuff.
Totally. No, but connections. Party connections. Do you reckon he's still got them?
There we go. Shani's probably back.
He won't fail. No, there you go. Yeah, that'd be a messy Monday.
Sitting there.
Messy Monday.
Beating the chest.
I'll be like, stop that.
Out we go. Seriously. I'd run out. Let's go. The Mayor of Woodlands is on the line. Good morning, the Mayor of Woodlands. How are you, mate?
G'day, Michelle. G'day. Monday's been good, but I reckon Stephen Kernahan would be an absolute ripper.
Old Stixy Kernahan.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
This is a Mad Monday, Sticks.
Stephen Kernahan will really appreciate seeing this footage again.
So that is Sticks. Nah, good fun there.
Nice.
Let's finish off with Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Guys, how are we?
Yeah, very good, well, mate. Steve. Mad Monday. So who do you want to sidle up with?
Mine's an easy one. The king, the one and only king, S.K. Warne.
Oh, Warney.
There wouldn't be a dull moment that Monday.
Oh, no, that'd be good fun. That would be good fun. And I believe it's his birthday today too, Steve.
It is.
Yeah, I think it is, mate.
Yeah, it is Warney's birthday today, so there you go.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, he would have had some good times on Mad Mondays.
He headed out yesterday and then he would have just worked into his birthday. Yeah, that'd be wild.
He would have worked into his birthday.
He would have worked up to it, absolutely. Yeah, nice choice.
Little net session, they like to say, in the cricketing world.
Warm up.
Before going out into the big time.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
The public holiday for us to mourn the Queen lands on a Thursday. And everyone's saying, oh, mate, a midweek public holiday. I don't know about that. But, of course, we've
the businesses are happy, I've read.
Yeah, just those extra, you know, wages, et
cetera. Double wages or not opening.
So forth, yeah, or not opening. But, yeah, so Thursday buses. We have off. Friday we're meant to go to work. Saturday, Sunday, weekend. Monday, Queen's holiday, Queen's birthday holiday.
Yes. Is that not funny? It's funny. We've got a day for mourning on Thursday. Yeah. And then we're celebrating a birthday on Monday.
Mm. Too much isn't enough at this stage,
time off.
But this is shaping up. Friday's going to be the biggest sickie day taken in Australia of maybe all time. Because you box in that Friday, you've got a solid five.
Well, over here we do, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, other states,
Queen's birthday rotates.
Yeah.
They don't even have the same day.
No, God, no. Other states, I think May or June is Victoria.
Queen's birthday footy match with Melbourne and Collingwood. But, totally. Yeah, no, mate, I'm taking Friday.
It's God, you can, you know, haven't we, we're in, that's the whole, yeah, oh, you are rasping up. I see what you're doing. This is groundwork, isn't it? Yeah. Five, I reckon you can
get
some
chess.
Wednesday.
You're all playing checkers.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Call out now is for when you've seen people getting it on in public, because there's been a spate. I'm going to use the word spate of getting it on in public over the weekend and just recently. First of all, let's head to our very own Scarborough foreshore, where one of our own here at Triple M.
Mm.
Her husband recorded a video.
Well, they were just down there on the weekend having a casual walk along the foreshore.
Beautiful
people
day.
Everywhere and
just families, fun, well, joy.
Let the audio do the work for us.
Nice day down at Scarborough Beach. Nice warm weather. Plenty of kids around. And you got this guy over here f***ing his missus.
Wow.
Now, the clothes were on, but it was quite obvious.
It was a dancing doona.
Yes,
was a dancing
doona. Yes, there's a good way of saying things. Okay, Scarborough won. Then we head over to Melbourne. This is near the Broad Meadows area. It's called West Meadows. We're on a bus, I believe, here. A couple of people were getting it on.
Listen, brother, you don't f*** on the bus, mate. Get the f*** off and go f*** park or something.
Wow.
Chat. Have some f***ing respect for yourself.
Okay, passion.
So the bus was there?
Yeah, it was on the move, and so were they. And he didn't appreciate it. Apparently, most passengers are seen choosing not to acknowledge the pair's apparent actions in the clip before they're called out by that man
out. The one down at Scarborough, that was on Brown Cardigan. Is that the big Instagram page?
Yes, they picked it up. Yeah. Yes,
so
yes,
they
yes.
picked it up. But there's plenty going on. I mean, the baseball recently, there's been a couple of instances in the back row of the baseball.
Righto.
Fair bit of hanky-panky going on there. The dancing doona. No, I won't say what they've been saying in those videos, but we all get what they're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, when have you seen people getting it on in public? Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing champ?
This is a cafe.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen something down at a park. At a beach car park.
Yeah, right.
So like just a little offside beach car park. Not the busiest place in the world, just bad luck that I pulled up.
Yeah.
There's a bit going
on. Yeah, sure. Just packing the boards away. Well, hold on a minute.
No, the board wasn't getting packed away, actually. Something else wasn't getting.
Let's go to Jackie. Okay, Jackie, where were you? What did you see? Don't get too crazy.
Okay, I was on Malaloo Beach. Just by the surf club on a Saturday morning. It was full of families, kids, everybody having a great time. And then just south of the surf club, only by probably 10 or 20 metres, there was a couple that were getting it on completely naked on the beach. And we were like, what the? And then they just grabbed their stuff and then run into the ocean again. And everybody's like going, have I just seen that?
I love that.
She was on for young and old.
Yeah, imagine the chat, babe, not in front of everyone. I want 10 to 20 metres away from the building. I like you, you're classy.
Do you know what I think it probably is?
What's that?
Meth.
I swore you were going to say romance. I swore you were going to say romance.
Kath, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Mate, there's been a little bit of public love. I mean, if the urges are there and the passion's there. Sometimes you can't blame people, but where did you see it?
Well, a group of fast friends went out to a Queen tribute night. Of course, we did the right thing, hired a coach to bus, no drinking and driving. We had a fantastic time. So us four were up the front of the bus, the rest were all behind us, and a friend of ours, him and his wife, decided to get it on with Togate.
With what?
She was sitting opposite him.
Playing footsies.
No. She basically Up come the legs across the aisle. Off goes his shoe. And we have
That'll do. Wow.
It played footsies, if you know what I mean.
Footsies. We'll leave it at footsies.
What about the bit I was confused about with Catherine? You said you were at a Queen tribute night. I thought, geez, they've moved quickly. She's only been dead for 48 hours.
All the big bangers.
Nobody knew where to look. It was just like, oh my God, they're not.
So they pull the bars up and just put a match to it?
Are they still your mates, or is that not a bit abnormal?
Nah, it was abnormal. They're very good friends, and they wouldn't believe it until the rest of the people in the back of the bus are saying, oh yeah.
That happened.
We just drew the line of taking out our photos and actually taking evidence.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. In your own circle,
I mean, that's
Kathy.
Just open,
wild
isn't it,
friends, man? Isn't it wild? That's okay.
That's
on the swinger
stuff.
You've just been to Queen. You're having a great old time. Bam! Off come the old New Balance, and then it's on.
wouldn't want to have an ingrown toenail.
Don't. Let's not delve any further. Oh, I tell you. All right, let's go to Kaylee. Hey, Kaylee, how you doing?
Hey guys, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Going well, mate.
Okay, what did you see out and about in the wild?
This was like just after school time around the corner from a primary school, and there was a man sitting on a bench enjoying himself while a female friend was giving him a pat on the head.
I got you. Right. This is, you know what? You shouldn't be outside. Like, you know, B, not near schools. That's how people get on sex registers.
Yeah, well, that's shocking. Nowhere near schools.
Oh, my Lord.
Private life's private.
Yeah, absolutely.
But gee whiz, that was.
Somebody's thinking of children.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Let's kick off with, let's start with the good.
The good.
What a beauty!
Now, Baz, Mad Mondays were a thing that you got involved in back in the day?
Oh, a little bit back in the day. We didn't have great success in my days, West Perth. There wasn't a lot to get celebrating about. But yes. Dave Mundy, terrific up on the shoulders. Mm. Loved it.
Wasn't it fantastic? Finish it, Dave.
Yes,
there you go. Up on the shoulders. All, the whole playing group around him cheering.
That was the playing group, wasn't it?
That's the playing
Where
group.
Were they?
In Melbourne somewhere,
right.
Out the front of a pub there. So well done to Fremantle. I still think it was a successful season, and Dave Mundy's career is as good as any at the Fremantle Dockers.
Yeah,
so well done to those guys.
The bad.
Let's try not to make things any worse.
They always say there's risk when you build next to a cricket field or a golf course.
A
gentleman had found out on the weekend the hard way that if you live next to a cricket field, sometimes a stray ball, if you find someone that's got a hefty a bit of willow in their hand, can cause some damage.
It's a good point,
it's
actually.
It's a cricket ground.
Who does pay in that situation? The insurance would cover it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but who's insurance? The cricket field's insurance?
But he should. I mean, of course we get it. You live near the cricket ground, so you're going to cop it. But also, you shouldn't
have to cop it every time a ball hits. I'm not copping it if I get his car done.
I get that fire,
golf
for sure.
Course, if you build a house next to a golf course that's been there for 50, 60, 70 years, bad luck. You've decided to build there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like the stray cricket ball...
It's a cricket ground. Oh, be very careful. That guy's got fire.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Who hit it? All of a sudden, the bloke's got his bit of a swing.
Who hit it? Well, there's only two blokes out there.
It wasn't the bowler. I'll give you the tip.
And the ugly.
Not this time.
Now, Baz, you know that I've got a couple after my stint over in London doing the Royal Family stuff.
Popular science.
Back in the day, actually, I got contacted by Channel 9.
Did you?
Did they reach out to
you? Yeah, if you've got a spare week or something, come over.
We know you've got that.
Just got to know a few people. So there's a little bit of angst again. game. We're hearing that Prince Harry and William, it's been ugly, the spat between
back together then back apart.
Back apart, yeah. Back together. Well, it's getting a little bit ugly again.
Right.
Because at the funeral, only those working royals are allowed to wear their military attire.
Right, yeah.
And Harry has to wear his civvies. But it gets worse.
A pair of Farrah trousers.
Prince Andy.
Yeah, he can...
He's in the millie. He's in the millie. He's in the military kit.
That's real.
So old Prince Harry's got to get into Tony Barlow formal.
He's down at Tony's getting a sport jacket. He turned up was with his camo.
So much easier if you can wear the military gear. Just pull it out. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, where you go anyway.
So a dinner suit to the black tie event. No worries for the guys. Girls have got to take hours to work out what they're wearing.
But Prince Harry's just gone through the past history and gone, hang on. How's Andy wearing the military kit?
Probably a fair question.
And how am I in the civvy?
I mean, he's a clean skin compared to Andy.
Oh, absolutely.
Harry could fly the military aircraft in if they wanted.
Looks like the West Perth Guernsey, you know, what the Royals wear.
It does a little bit.
Looks like West Perth. Yeah, and it's an omen for West Perth, I reckon, this year.
But the clean died.
Well, not that part.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy.
It's Zave, Michelle and Baz's.
Thanks, Basil.
If you can't make the AFL Grand Final in Melbourne, you can have an AFL Grand Final party at your house.
And Triple M here, we're going to set you up with $500 Harvey Beef. So how good's that? Harvey Beef for tremendous.
Yeah.
They're going to then throw in a brand new 65-inch 4K Ultra LED TV or LED TV, however you want to say it.
LED.
And then we're going to throw in 10 cartons of the Raunchy Lager, Raunchy Brewing Co. Company.
Bing.
How beautiful.
So all you got to do is now, Basil, set up what Thanks Basil is for us.
So on the first game of the Saturday afternoon, the new team in round three, 2012, because there was a Monday night, a round one special and a round two special.
Okay.
So we kicked off in round three. And Brett Kirk was a new expert boundary rider in Malthouse, Harley, McLaughlin, Zemplis. And, Brett Kirk, he did a little warm-up
of his
own.
Did you know that it was going to be this? Yeah. No one knew.
No, the instruction in the ear was, all right, when you've wrapped up here with Mick, just throw to Brett Kirk in the Essendon rooms. And so I said, here's former Sydney captain, Brett Kirk, in the Sydney rooms.
Thanks, Basil.
I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse.
So simply what we're doing is we're recreating the moment that was voted the most popular footballing moment in the last decade. So
that's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Jump on the Triple M webpage, triplem.com.au, and, of course, get on the win page there.
Just
upload your video.
This beat Gary Moorcroft's mark. It beat Gary Ablett 9 goals in a losing grand final.
Leo Barry's
Leo
smart.
Barry, you start.
Dom Sheed's goal for the boundary.
The smother from Chicken Hunter.
Yes, Take them all. Throw them to the side because Thanks Basil was the winner. And do you know what? We've got you right up until the grand final, of course, on the show.
Word.
So it's our way.
Can't
it's our little salute
Thursday,
to though. You. Can't do that.
No. Sorry.
Morning.
But yeah, so there you go. Thanks, Basil. Get on into it.
So we've just mucked around with a few different Thanks Basil.
It's pretty stirring with just Kirky doing it. But what if we just change up the music a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit underneath it. So let's start. I'll start with a bit of Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zemplis, McLaughlin,
I'm
and myself.
I think this is what he meant to feel.
With their minds.
Not a really flat nothing hearts. Underneath.
Sounds all right.
Should have said to Seven, whoever's producing on the day, give us a bit of bed. Oh, I'm a Marvin Gaye man.
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team.
A bit different.
We're a bunch of unique individuals.
I can see him swaying. He's just swaying away.
That sounds good too, actually. Yeah.
That's not bad.
I haven't heard one I dislike yet.
All right.
Got anything else?
Oh, a bit of emotion.
We exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy. And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage.
That's good.
You need to be honest and authentic.
If he was playing it himself, I'd be swept away as he spoke.
Yeah, I think he was.
He had the piano in the corner of the Essendon rooms.
What about let's sprinkle a little bit of Lil Wayne in there. How about that? How's that going?
We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy.
Tell you what.
And to speak from your heart.
Kirky's had a bad rap over the years. This is bloody good.
Wait until Celine Dion got her hands on it.
Harley, Zemplis, and myself. We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy.
He's the straightest bloke you'll ever meet. If he was listening to this.
Oh, my God. Can we? Oh, my God. One of my favourites, that song that's in the film clip where they crash that speedboat. What's it called? Turn Down for What?
Turn Down for What?
Do that one. Do that one.
Because just like you, we care. Just like you, we're passionate about the game. Turn Down for What? So if you want to come along for the ride, come join us on Saturday Arvos. Turn Down for What?
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
All right, everyone, prick up your ears. If you're in your car, maybe
your
don't do
ready.
This, but get your phone,
I've got mine.
Get your phone at the ready. I want you to do this, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Right?
I'm turning the sound on so we can hear the beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
So you know it's real.
I love it. All right, so what I'm going to do is, I saw this the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, I was watching TikTok and I found the home of knowledge,
Must be true.
It has absolutely. To be.
Yeah.
So here
summers
it is.
Are good in Europe at the moment.
They wouldn't lie on TikTok.
Check this out, all right? I can tell you how to tell whether your phone's being tapped or not.
Okay.
Oh, start with
get ready.
So I've done this, Baz.
Yeah.
And it
came up.
So you being tapped?
No, I'm clean. But don't fret when your screen goes to do something else. It's getting the information. So
the old wheel's going to start turning.
I'm every chance on being tapped. So I reckon I know who might be tapping it just quietly.
Oh, who do you think?
Oh, God, I can't reveal that stuff.
Yeah. All right. So to check whether your phone's being tapped. Oh, my Lord. To check whether your phone's being tapped. I'll get you the answer in 2 seconds whether someone's peering into your phone.
Imagine
Here we go.
Who it is.
Okay. To figure out whether your phone's being tapped, punch this in. So go to your keypad.
Yeah, there it is. Look.
Okay,
it is.
Keypad.
Hey, I'll do it so that we can see the cat.
Star.
Star.
No, just one star.
Yeah, I've only done one.
Hash.
Hash.
21. Yeah. Hash. Now ring it.
Right.
So that's star
hash,
hash,
21 hash.
21 hash. Then you ring it. Now it's going to start thinking.
Yeah.
And then it's going to come up with all the different bodies that could be tapping you.
Right.
And whether they're connected or not. Oh, he's got a long list there.
He's got some successfuls.
I'm struggling.
He's got successful connections.
Yes.
No. So it's got here disabled.
Oh, that looks good. Okay.
Setting interrogation succeeded.
Oh, it does not say it that. Does not. Show me.
You tell me what that.
Disabled, don't. Oh, my Lord.
Got about 8 taps going,
oh,
I think.
Oh, my Lord.
You're getting done, Baz.
We've got to dig deeper. Right. But try that out on your phone. So it's star, hashtag, 21, hashtag,
Supers.
Then hit the ring
one,
button.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 8 taps going.
Got 8
star,
taps.
Hashtag, 21, hash.
Yes, that's right.
There you go.
Star, hashtag, 21, hash. Give it a buzz. It'll start looking. It'll tell you where they're.
So mine all says just disabled, all of them.
Dissy, 1-333-353.
So you might be in a good spot, are you?
I'm in a good spot. You,
you don't
so
like
good.
The word interrogation popping up on your phone like this, do you?
No, there you go. Well, call us up. See if anyone's. I want to see if anyone's been tapped. So let's go to Corey in Lakelands. Corey, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How you going?
Okay, not too bad at all. You punched in the code we just gave to see if there's taps on your phone. What's the go?
So I've got a Samsung Galaxy S22. Mine says call forwarding unconditionally, voice not forwarded, sync not forwarded.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, no.
Iphone-er.
Well, I've got a
Sorry,
it
can't be as cool as you are, Xavier.
Yeah.
Let's not start the Android.
Trouble with that. Xavier's pretty cool, no doubt about that.
That's one word that wouldn't describe myself as.
Possibly.
Cool.
Robbie's in East Rocker. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, you punched in the code. It's star, hashtag, 21, hashtag. Does it say anything about your phone being tapped?
Mine's similar. Old mate that just said. I've got like a Galaxy S21. Call forwarding unconditionally, voice not forwarded, sync not forwarded. So,
right.
And
so
then
maybe,
like what Baz said as well, when I've had a look through the call logs, it wasn't there either.
Right. So that's a bit mysterious, isn't it? How does it disappear out of the call log if we called it to make it happen?
All right, let's finally go to Billy, who's in Yanchep. Okay, Billy, what's going on there? You put the code in. Are you being tapped? What's happening?
Mate, I'm not sure. I've got 6 notifications, and everyone says disabled. I've got an iPhone 10, by the way. So
iPhone 10.
I think Big Brother's onto us, mate.
Is
Billy, what have you been doing the last year or so? You been up to no good?
I'm a little bit worried, mate.
Who do you reckon's after you, Billy? Like, if you had to narrow it down, who could it be? South Africa or Australia?
Definitely South Africa, mate. Aussie would never do that.
Did you leave in a bit of a hurry, Billy?
Yeah.
Did you not put your house up, Bill?
Yes, mate.
All right. Now, can I? I'm just gonna cool right, go everyone. Cool the jets. Okay. Shall we go to a song or no, do I?
Well, whatever you want, mate.
All right. So what's happening? Yeah, here? They're called interrogation codes. We'll go to a song. I'm gonna give you a little bit of info about a little extra info about what's just happened.
Okay. Get your words
in a moment.
Right. An extra layer to this.
From you.
An extra layer.
Just press the buttons. Just press the buttons.
Kings of Leon, this is you, somebody.
Baz's band.
Baz's.
In memory of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Baz.
We're going to Greece.
Might be playing in Melbourne next Friday, just quietly.
Oh.
Dead early. At 51.
Triple M.
Man, oh, man. All right, now, I've just been given a bit of intel.
Baz has just been walked out in handcuffs.
I tell you what.
Seven taps, I believe.
I'm up to eight now. I've eight tried taps. It again during the song.
But who do we think's got you?
Well, I've got a couple of suspicions.
Go and name one.
Oh, well, no, it wouldn't be right.
Don't say acid.
Highest levels. Highest levels. Oh,
right. All right. Yeah. It's a, yeah, okay. Well, what
I've
I found
been
out,
keeping
okay,
an
so
eye
the,
on me for a while, I think.
These are called interrogation codes. So I just gave out the code. It's *#21#.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
It was meant to be, this is tell you if your phone's been tapped. Mm. All right. Now, people that were on Androids, it gave them a different message. It's slightly more, you know, wordy on the Apple devices. But basically, it's not if you're being tapped. It's if your call forwarding is active. You're not being tapped.
What's call forwarding mean?
What?
So you can basically go, when someone rings my number, I want it to forward to the home line or whatever.
Because that's it. Right.
Yeah,
why does it have six of them or eight of them?
Well, I think you could forward a lot of things. I'm not sure. Now, I need to delve deeper. No one is calling Miss G Jobs to you, but this is the news.
It's forwarding.
Forwarding, it's
so it's
forwarding.
Not tapping.
But I don't know. Look, I still feel like there's something.
Something's going on.
I don't want to let that go entirely, but I do feel like it's got nothing to do with it.
Especially when Baz came back successful, something has to be happening.
I reckon there is. I'm not buying your. I'm not buying your new theory. No,
it's just cool.
No, I'm highly suspicious, and in fact, I'm tempted not even to touch my phone anymore.
I wouldn't.
Is it a newie?
Pretty new, yeah.
Who'd you buy it from?
It's an iPhone.
Bought it
from the Apple store.
What was the number again, Michelle?
One more crack at this.
So *#21#.
Hang on, let me just do it one more time and see what it does now. Just do it around. So
*##21#.
Please wait.
Spinning wheel. Is the mayor safe?
Last call. Nova.
No!
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Phone lines are open. The Lord Mayor's sitting here. We've got him for two more weeks, of one of which you'll spend morning, so he won't be on air that Thursday.
Thursday,
you'll be off. So Friday's pre-grand final, and then you're done after that. Yeah. But as the Lord Mayor sits in the seat, as I live and breathe, he's sitting here.
Yeah.
1, 2, or 3, 5, 3.
Yeah.
Pick up the dog and bone
and
tell Baz what you want done. You're going, you needed flexibility, as we heard yesterday, and now you're going to be so flexible in your role as Lord Mayor. Flexible Baz has got plenty of time up his sleeve to get to work.
So there's no such thing as a bad idea, right? No. Every idea is considered. Yeah. I'm particularly big on ideas. Whether it's a big idea or a small idea, hit me up
I've got the notepad and pen. You'll be writing them down.
I'm ready to
get
them to see you. Make sure we're writing things down,
please. Do you want me to give you a loosener?
Yeah.
I'll give you a loosener.
I started writing already this idea from X.
The LIV tournament, courses over east have said no. We don't want them.
Right.
Yeah. Well, bring them to Perth. Bring them to WA.
And we haven't got a golf course
but
the city
it could
of
be something
what
to
about
do.
Royal Wembley, though? How good would it be at Royal Wembley?
What about Royal Clam on the par three?
The LIV boys come out and play the par three.
The par three.
Oh, that'd be outrageous.
Me and Selby lead them off on Fridays.
And then into the Claremont Footy Club afterwards.
Straight across the road, open bar there. Johnny O'Connell pulling the beers
that'd
for
be
you.
Magnificent.
Cheapest chips won't cost much.
I'll MC the presentation.
You MC.
Can I do the teeing off? Now, you know, like the bloke that's great at...
Yes.
The next stop is Cameron Smith from Australia.
On there clapping. I'll mow the lawns if they need. Press the greens.
All right.
Man, that's
a big tournament. The LIV tournament aren't getting love over it. I think we should bring the golfers to WA.
Good one for the list. All right.
I'll give you one.
Let me get the pen
And I've raised this with you before, but I'm going to drive it home. Okay, you want more car parks in the city, and it costs you nothing except just what you need to do. The car parks are too big.
Right.
It's just making a mockery of people's driving skills.
Yeah.
I reckon you could get at least in a run probably, yeah, keep, thanks. As long as you're taking notes, good. Yeah, yep. You make them shorter. There's,
well, you're
there's more
parts.
You're
driving a Mazda 3, mate. I'm in a Ford Ranger.
So you think the actual bay themselves are too
long? I nearly got done for being in another bay because
too
I was
big.
Like,
shorten them up.
Get into, yeah, shorten
fit more
them
cars
up.
In more
well,
money.
There are some that say small cars only, but if, who has it? Yeah. I mean, have you ever had a big car and had a crack at a small bay
yeah,
only bay?
In you go.
I haven't, as Lord Mayor, of course, but I mean, I've heard some people.
If you don't say a Range Rover in a motorcycle bay, you know it's bad.
That's not a bad situation. I don't quite understand that suggestion. To be honest, but
so
I
the length of them too
that's
long.
That's too little. I mean, not everyone's driving a B double, and that's the size
she wants
that
them
they
shorter.
Are.
Too easy for people.
All right, you got okay. anything else for me? I like it. Creative
All
thinking.
Right.
Points
yes.
for effort.
All right. There. What do we do? We want. We got the mayor here. Yeah, suggestions.
So, suggestions. We're all ears. No such thing as a bad idea. You all know right. that.
Okay, Alex and Yanchep. Yeah. Hey, Alec.
How you going, guys?
All right. Very well. Okay. The mayor is here. Far away.
All right. The footpath. Between the museum and Northbridge. So I work with people that are chair users and have limited mobility.
Oh, okay.
And from the State Library car park and, say, like the Brass Monkey up to the museum, the footpaths are atrocious.
Like a bike
from the Brass
bike run.
Monkey car park to... That's all the cultural centre, isn't it, talking?
Yeah, so when you come up from... So say you go to the... museum, have a nice day at the museum, and then you want to go down to that strip and sort of get some food at GYG. Yeah.
So those footpaths, you reckon?
Yeah, those footpaths are in dire need of an update.
What I'm going to do, Alec, I'm going to go and have a look at them this morning. There you go. I'll go and inspect them personally, take a few photos, have a look.
And run your eye over the car park's huge.
Yeah, okay. Oh, the bays are too big.
One off the text line, Basil. Hey, Baz, question.
Oh,
the City of Perth cleaners and ask why, as a local, I had to walk a family friend who visited the city, walk them past bulk nangs and rubbish everywhere.
Oh, well, that's not Basil. He's not doing that.
No, but they'd be on a claim machine.
The claim machine would be out in a flash if you call
He's
the claim
He's got a reporter,
machine.
Though. That's right.
Okay.
Well, you know, some of that behaviour is idiots being idiots, too.
Yeah. Yes.
What are nangs, by the way?
Like you just blast your brain out with them.
Yeah. They're like, if you know those soda stream things, the old-fashioned ones?
So the chances of somebody using those and properly disposing of them in the rubbish bin are slim, would you say?
Yeah, long shots. Long shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What is going on here?
You know those silver things you see lying around look like bullets?
Oh, yeah.
That's a nang.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, our cleaning crews are unbelievable. They work 23-7, like 23 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sorry, I didn't mean to buzz in, but text line as well, just a demand, more drone shows.
Yeah, oh,
more drone shows.
Your wish is out to mate. Write that one down, Sean. That don't write it down anymore. It's done.
All right, give me one more person there.
Darryl, straight in the phone.
Darryl, go for it, mate.
Good morning, lad, and Michelle.
Oh, bless your heart.
There we go.
Well done. Darryl, good on you, mate.
Go on, mate. Baz is here. You're going for another week in a bit. What do you want him to fix?
Hey, Baz, is there any chance that you can find a better boutique stadium for Perth Glory? We always seem to be shipped out of Perth Oval whenever there's something on.
Disappointing, isn't it? Could we play you at Langley Park, do you reckon? Could you come down there, build you a couple of temporary stands or two temporary for the Glory?
We need somewhere that's going to house at least 10,000 fans. And if you can build a retractable roof over so we don't have to worry about the heat or anything, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, couldn't you play at Leadable Oval in all seriousness?
Oh, well, Leadable Oval's always bogged, so it won't be good for the lovely game.
And you heard Daryl ask for a roof, Baz. He wants a roof.
Come on, mate.
Yeah.
you kick those T-ballers off. Now put someone else there.
Pity the Perth Arena's not a bit bigger. Imagine playing it in there. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. I'm not sure that we've got quite the size for... Well, Langley Park, not going to be ideal.
Yeah.
Hard to build a roof at short notice.
Just some tarps.
Actually, that's an idea.
Jade sales.
You and me, we can hold the tarps up at either end.
I'm writing all of these down.
We flap them.
No such thing as a bad suggestion, everybody. I'm writing all of these down.
No.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. You can get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions do apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day, which means Basil, Blackmores, Swiss, half Caruso's, price. Henry Blooms, all half all price.
Yep. And Nude by Nature price. As well.
Sorry?
Nude by Nature's half price. Well, if you want a powder.
Yes. It's all half price, mate.
It's all half price. Get in there, nature and powder, Michelle's talking about. What is going on?
Half price. Natural.
Half price.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring.
92.9 Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.